And welcome to the WNRN studios, Eugene.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. We've been enjoying the new album from Gorgo Bordello, Transcontinental Hustle, which you did, the whole band did, with Rick Rubin. How did you decide to work with him?
You don't really decide those things.
They don't? They don't? You don't get decided?
I think it was decided by other forces. Meaning, forces of the universe. And I don't know. I mean, it's a kind of something that I think pretty much everybody, you know, benefits from, be it a star or an upstart or somebody who's in the middle of their career like us. You know, just experience with Rick, it's like kind of like going to a musical chiropractor, you know, something like that, like where it reshuffles your whole sensibility in a much more advanced way. And also, it just puts you in touch with your strongest things. That's what I believe, you know. But the way we met was very simple. We were playing in Los Angeles, and Tom Morello, you know, who has been a big supporter for Gorgo Bordello for many years, the guitar player from Rage Against the Machine, he brought Rick to our show. And so I just met him backstage. And pretty soon afterwards, I was at Rick's house showing him my new songs. You know, he really loved the band and was able to recognize right away that, you know, the strength of Gorgo Bordello is not because they're so crazy, but because we make timeless music, you know, and then we play it in a very crazy way. Yes,
we've got Eugene Hutz here from Gorgo Bordello. Let's hear a song from you, and then we'll have more conversation.
Acoustically from new album,
I would love it. What are you going to play?
Okay, anything. I think that We're Coming Rougher is good.
Okay.
In a corridor full of tear gas, our destinies jammed every day, like deleted scenes from Kafka, flushed down a bureaucratic drain. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bell of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we're coming rougher every time. Coming rougher, we're coming rougher, we're coming rougher every time. We're coming rougher every time. Emigrada, emigraniada, emigrada, emigraniada, da. Emigrada, emigraniada. We're coming rougher every time. For those who made it and who got jaded, for them we got nothing to say. Our emigrada, emigraniada, for them is Don Quixote's way. But if you give me the invitation to hear the bell of freedom chime, to hell with your double standard, we're coming rougher every time. Coming rougher, we're coming rougher, we're coming rougher every time. Coming rougher, we're coming rougher, we're coming rougher every time. We're coming rougher every time. We're coming rougher every time. Well, it's a book of true stories. True stories that can't be denied. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. It's more than true, it actually happened. We're coming rougher every time. Coming rougher, we're coming rougher. We're coming rougher every time. Coming rougher, we're coming rougher. We're coming rougher every time. We're coming rougher every time. We're coming rougher every time.
WNRN, Mono Rock and No Commercials. We have Eugene Hutz of Gorgo Bordello live in the WNRN studios. You've been you put together Gorgo Bordello after a Russian wedding in Vermont? Or
no,
something like that? Or are we going to have some different mythology to the beginnings of Gorgo Bordello?
Yeah, it never really happened because, I mean, we're a rock and roll band, and that just wouldn't make any sense.
you know, wouldn't it all?
I think fans really like to talk God knows what a lot of times, and their fantasy is that.
Well, how about if you put it straight? How did it happen?
I don't want to kill anybody's fantasies, you know, but...
Okay.
You know, it never happened. I'm sorry. I hate to bum you out.
No, you're not going to bum me out.
We all met on Lower East Side in New York City, and I started out as a, you know... I came to New York, I dropped all my baggage, and I forgot about all the bands that I was in before, which were all loud, electric, punk rock bands, and with very offensive titles, you know? And I was very drawn at that point towards acoustic sound, and I started playing out by myself with guitar. And it kind of snowballed into a band. It became duet, then trio, because I kept meeting musicians who just came to New York also to play from other countries. You know, like Oren was playing in Firewater, actually. There was a band with Todd Ashley from Cup Shoot Cup. And Oren joined my band. And it was a very similar story, except that I did make an emphasis on getting musicians from Eastern Europe who do know the culture and the sound of it. So I, of course, that's how, where Yuri and Sergey come in. They, I am sure, have played some Russian weddings in the past, even though, because their classical musical education conservatory allows them to do pretty much anything. You know, for them, rock and roll was the new thing. You know, but yeah, our story is that it's a snowball of Lower East Side, you know.
Well, it's a really amazing collection of musicians. And as you said, you put an emphasis on Eastern European musicians, but you have an American, you have some people from Africa. And
Latin America.
And you put together all of this talent and you infuse the gypsy music and the punk music and you come up with something that's amazing. I've certainly been an aficionado of other kind of punk fusions with folk music. You know, I've seen the Pogues. I've seen other people that have put together that energy. But I really think that gypsy music is probably one of the best kind of folk music, if we're going to call it that, to fuse with punk energy. I think just its revolutionary spirit comes together with it.
It's very intense, and it doesn't stop on kind of a hey-ho, let's get wasted aspect of a lot of roots music. You know, it's kind of much broader goldmine of ethnical music, because gypsies as an ethnicity, Romani ethnicity, was music making was their one of their main professional occupations. So it was always flooding with virtuosos, you know, and by their nature of being traveling tribes, they were able to accumulate and many different cultures, for example, into their repertoire and take it to next level through virtuosity. So they were a very significant part of development of even classical music, you know, like a lot of things you hear that, like by Brahms or Béla Bartók or Liszt, are actually themes that are developed by gypsy musicians. They just took it from them. The most famous things, you know, ta da 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 da. It's a gypsy. It's a chardash. It's not even changed in any way. It's just quote, you know. So a lot of that had to do with it, and also klezmer music, as you know it, as you hear it, at this point. Yes, it was originated by Jewish community, of course, in Eastern Europe. But the reason why it survived is also because of gypsies again, because when Nazis came to Eastern Europe, they killed all the Jewish musicians, because Jewish musicians only played Jewish music. Nazis did not kill gypsy musicians because gypsy musicians could play also German music. So Nazis kept them for their own entertainment. But then, when they survived, after the war, they were also the only musicians who could play klezmer music. So what you hear now as klezmer is actually Jewish music that went through fingers of all the gypsy musicians. You know, it was polyglottic nature of the tribe, you know, and that's kind of same with flamenco, you know, that's why it's so Arabic sounding. It didn't come from Spain. It became sounding so because gypsies traveled from India through Egypt onto Morocco and then crossed into Spain. That's why it's so Arabic sounding.
One more live tune for us today? What would you like to play?
Anything. I could do My Compañera.
That would be happy to have you play that.
Okay. It's also from the new record. It's the second song. Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my sonidera? I'm at my final down. We step together in a river. We trade the fever all turmoil. Last time I saw you was in the middle. So did you ever reach the soil? Where are you now, my compañera? Your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my sonidera? Who took you from the nest? Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my sonidera? I'm at my final down. My final down. Eat and sleep without desire. Would you like window or aisle? On the sky you ever see warrior that's more fragile. Jet lag, hangover, malnutrition. You can't fly in this condition. And if no one intervenes, out of the window is my mission now. My compañera, your baby claw stuck in my chest. Where are you now, my sonidera? Who took you from the nest? Where are you now, my compañera? I'm beating bricks from town to town. Where are you now, my sonidera? I'm at my final down, my final down. My final down.
Matarocco, no commercials. We've got Eugene Hutz of Gorgo Bordello live in the WNRN studios today. And they will be playing tonight along with Primus. How did this whole tour with Primus come together? I mean, what a really fantastic idea. Someone needs to get, yeah, you know, to put you guys together with Les Claypool and his band. Did you work with Les Claypool before?
Yeah, nobody put us together. We put us together.
Well, that's a smart thing.
Yeah, it's the best way usually. And that happened actually a couple of years ago. First time we went on tour with Primus is when Les invited us to come join Primus tour, like December, 3 years ago, yeah. And I think we just really got along, and, you know, Les for us was always like a kind of a character of that represents like the spirit of great American original, you know, where it's like, it sounds so non-American, but then you understand that this can only happen in America at the same time. You know, it's this kind of, he kind of walks this eccentric, absurd, but powerful line, you know, of creativity. And which is still so connected to rock and roll, you know, and as prog rock as it gets sometimes. So, anyway, we just get along really well, and right after the tour, usually musicians kind of look to for a distance after the tour, but I actually went straight to his house and we recorded, so I just hang out there for a couple days, in his place in California, and we recorded some things and kind of kept dreaming on this scenario of playing a co-headlining tour someday, and here it comes, you know. So it's pretty cool to be you know, have this kind of joint energy with somebody so creative, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Eugene, for coming in. The new album from Gogo Bordello is called Transcontinental Hustle, produced by Rick Rubin, and they're playing tonight with Primus at the Charlottesville Pavilion. Should be an amazing show. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thanks
so much for the support, and yeah, that's a true story.
Well, thanks so much, Eugene.